Welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're about to meet three assholes who are sorely wanting to see a season two. I'm Eric.
Okay, I'm Jason.
I'm Chris.
And welcome to Cutscene. But I mean, first, you totally didn't do that a second time.
Okay, sorry. That was just really funny.
I don't know.
It's been a while. Hey, you know what? First and foremost, full apologies to everybody. We missed a while. We've been gone for a little bit between, you know, job changes, moving, vacations, being in the hospital. We've been through the gamut this entire last month. Sorry we had kind of a longer break here than we anticipated. But we're back, and obviously a little rusty again, but we're back. We're back.
The way that I see it, it was 100% worth it because this anime slaps.
This anime was dope, man. Like this one, this one was a great one.
Just the music alone, like in the opening and closing songs, like just slapping, and then the whole anime together, just.
Oh, and then when they did everything. A different version of the intro for the outro of the last episode,
yeah,
that was awesome
with the duet. With it being like one of our first animes that we've done in a while, with it being 24 episodes and stuff like that, and having to pace it out with them being released as we were watching and then obviously being delayed, it actually worked out great, just because I didn't want this anime to end, and it was so nice to be able to like really take your time with it, because it was worth it. It was very much worth it.
I didn't think that they could add another art style that I would like in this, and lo and behold, they proved me wrong in episode 23. That fucking art style, I loved it.
when Vegeta as a dog came into play, and decided to do a whole different art style again. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, the art style is definitely
very reminiscent of old internet videos.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think obviously it has a whole lot to, I still think the art style is reminiscent to the time frame of everything. But I think it also, they obviously finally got to see what X can do. And he's the reason for all of the artistic changes of what he's doing and all that jazz. Now, does that really mean that he's controlling the narrative up until everything that we've seen, or when it's not in the computer 3D generation? I don't think so. I think that that's still very much, hey, here's different time frames that are shown in different art styles, predominantly, you know, in 2D animation, all just like that for the past. And obviously 3D animation for this is now. But it was very interesting to me on how they decided, like you just said, Eric, bring in a completely different art style for just really that one episode. And yeah, I'm kind of racking my brain around what that really can mean.
Well, so the art styles, I think you're right in parts of it. And maybe entirely, it definitely, I think, pays homage to his power.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's key, is like, it definitely does that within there. I was going to say, no, I don't think that that's true with the newer, but the last one with the dog was like right there. Seriously just right there with it.
It was literally right before Nice killed himself. Like it was all right there, that it was all happening. So I think that maybe that last art style was like, this is the meanwhile art style.
No, because it switched then to the regular anime style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So maybe not. But either way though, like the different art styles, definitely I think it plays into his particular power set.
There's definitely a thing. Especially like with the battle with Smile. You know, when X did show up, that was obviously in the past, because that was with the old Nice. And it did switch to the 3D computer animation for a little bit with X being there. Being that X is obviously the X factor, that he is able to change, you know, it all on whatever he wants. So maybe that has something to do with it, too.
Yeah. And that still goes into that question of, like, why did they call it X before X showed up and everything? Like, I don't know. There's so many weird things that go on with that. Maybe some inconsistencies, or maybe we're just not digging deep enough in to fully see everything. Either way, though, fucking phenomenal. Introduced a whole slew of new heroes that you like. Like watching every one of the characters that they had, except for Young Dragon or whatever the hell his name was.
Dragon Boy.
You like every one of them. Like you like the cat girl, like Iron Man.
Yeah. Lolly. Her name's literally Lolly, isn't it?
Yeah. Her name was literally Lolly. You like the cat boy or beast boy or whatever it is with
little Johnny
and big Johnny.
Little Johnny.
His son, that's an alien kaiju. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Turns into a kaiju.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Might I say. It actually reminds me of something else from another anime or cartoon, and I can't remember which one it is, but I can totally picture it in my mind of like this character that just goes nuts and like converts into an evil. I'll have to look it up and see for it.
You mean Bofuri?
That's a little different, but
no, I mean, she goes ape shit and turns into kaijus and then like five of them. And
she just does that happily.
I'm talking about a pet. It's like a pet. And I'm trying to remember now what it was, and I don't know.
She's like, I'm gonna turn into a kaiju.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn into eight kaiju
to defend myself.
Yeah,
and a Gundam.
yeah, eight kaiju and a mech.
Oh fuck, man.
So you like them? The
queen, queen's blade guy. Awesome.
Oh yeah, queen's amazing. But the blade guy that ended up being the father of the girl
ghost
scientist.
Blade, right?
Yeah, Ghostblade, dug him. I thought he was a dick, and I thought that he was the one, like my brain was going back like weeks and weeks, and I thought he was the one that killed Moon, but he wasn't. Nope. I had to look that up to make sure that he wasn't the one that killed Moon. And then, yeah, like they introduced all these characters that are awesome. Smile, oh my God, I wish they didn't kill him. Mm-hmm. He 100% was All Might. Like 100% was All Might.
Oh yeah.
He gets his power from the smile and everything for it. And it's, but you know what? I was here for that. That was great.
I'm also like very pleased that while a lot of the abilities feel familiar, they all have their own original twist on them that makes mm-hmm. them at least feel good. And then just on how they're all written to intertwine amongst each other was just so prime. And then, you know, when it finally comes down, it's just like, no, this is the top 10. And it has been since the start of the anime, and yet you're seeing the origin story for everybody that's going to be in the top 10 for this fourth round or since the story of competition. I was just like, this is the way to do a backstory. Like, this is just phenomenal. Like, I've never been
provided,
more. Yeah.
Provided that we actually get a season two, which scared the credits scared the crap out of me because they showed so much of like aftermath of battle and everything like that. And you actually saw some combat in there too, that I'm like, are they just doing like, here's all the backstory, here's the fight.
Yeah.
Which I hope they're not. I also forgot to, I totally forgot to say Ahu, who was a good boy until he turned heel for a little bit, and then he became a good boy again. So gotta give a shout out to Ahu.
Which showed the power of the trust and fear, you know, the back and forth of it all. Because, I mean, he was literally just the goodest boy who was tired of being a clown, and then got that trust from the girl, and was just like, oh shit, now I can do something.
With one.
I mean, all he did was grab the thing and did a really cool move, which was, obviously with even just one, it's kind of
grabbed it in midair, spun around, threw it at the guy with enough force to decapitate him. Okay.
I mean, but that was a slime duplicate monster. We have no idea what their HP's at, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the main one because he was already damaged. And I think that he was trying to reconstitute himself fully. Like he was trying to rebuild. And that's why he looked the way that he did.
I thought the main one was in a like tank somewhere. Like he was controlling all this.
No, remotely. I took that as that was the one that they were going to release because he didn't show up until like after they showed that in there. So I was taking it as that. Nice being a bitch as we saw that like that change happened to him throughout the entire like last 12 episodes. Fuck that
guy. Which the thing was also to like his handler or whatever saying like, well, yeah. I made you off of fear. You're my creation. You don't have your own power. Like you're nothing. So I kind of felt like him going through like this kind of depression kind of thing and being like, he's forced to do all this kind of stuff. He doesn't really want to do, but doesn't feel like he has a choice, which I kind of led to like, okay, now that's why he's going to kill himself.
Yep.
And then at the end, you see him getting that getting kind of corrupted by the fear, and then now he's like scared he's gonna become that contamination. So I think that's how.
Yeah, he just watched his superhero smile die, you know, from it. Yeah. So yeah, totally.
Okay. Two things on that. One, I think that also shows just how like weak his will was, that he would succumb to that, his belief in himself and everything like that, just based off of all these things. It shows just how weak that was in order for him to be, you know, swayed just by that. Mm-hmm. Like this guy just says that he created him. He's like, oh, okay, you're not going to fight mm-hmm. it or anything like that.
Yeah.
Two, the killing himself part is the weird one, because he, for all that he knows, he basically like teleported there.
He was like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. And all, mm-hmm. all you heard was, what am I doing here? And then he fell. So
he didn't fall. He was like, what am I doing here? Because then that takes us back to episode one. He jumps down from there, walks by,
walks down like,
and he's like, peace out. But, like, I'm fucking done.
But he did that. But was he being controlled by somebody?
I didn't get that he was ever like controlled as in like he didn't have control over his own actions. I think it was more he was controlled as in manipulated into doing mm-hmm. the things that everyone wanted him to do, and he didn't really have
all that was manipulation. I'm talking about the getting him up to the rooftop, because he was like, what am I doing here? And he was already at the edge when he came to.
He was at the edge on top of the building behind. I mean, he jumped down. He's like, remember season mm-hmm. one or episode one, he jumps down mm-hmm. behind Lilu or whatever his name is, and then walks right by him, and he's just like, cool beans.
Yeah, but he was at the edge of the one that he jumped off of to kill himself with. That's the one that he was at, because he turned and you could see him and he fell. So I don't know. I think that might be some other thing.
And you can also kind of see in other stuff he could kind of fly a little bit.
And I think that that's going to play into what we saw at the credits. And at the very, very end, that Nice reappears and he's got that like scar like on his face.
Yeah, he didn't die. He definitely became fear. The fear took him over before he could die. And then that's maybe fear of wearing Nice's skin type thing.
Maybe, but the credits showed him fighting alongside all of the other heroes. So fighting alongside Queen and X and all of them, which is the weird thing about it. So,
I mean, it depends on whatever season two, if there is going to be one, could be about. Yeah. Like, you know, like there's been definitely times where you feel like, I mean, shit, just in the battle with Smile, you know, you feel like that Nice jumped sides like at least three times in that battle.
What if though that means like that is a point where he came over the like overcame the fear, because we haven't seen anybody like be encased by fear and then come back from it.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so then kind of like bring Nice back into it.
Yeah, if he's able to fight that off and like overcome the fear and get back to his normal self, then it's like, does he have the powers of both? Like those types of things, which I think would be really cool for
little redemption arc for him too. And then like have something to be like, hey, here's an example of someone that hit rock bottom literally and was able to come back from. Yeah, I could see that. That'd be fun.
Which would be cool. Yeah.
Speaking of still of Nice's whole thing, Isol killing Moon, you know, like mm-hmm. and I get it. I understand why and how that all happened and, you know, where it fits. But I'm just like, I wish there was like more to that. Like I wanted a little mm-hmm. bit more of the original guy's name, Li Lu, whatever is
Li Yang
whatever. Like I wanted to come back to him a little bit more of him being like, hey, you know, I'm pissed off about this or whatever, you know, that comes from it. Cause he kind of went out to the island being like, hey, the question was, is he quitting or is he like, you know, going to just like now be with her or save her or just saving her, bring her back or
mm-hmm.
he was going to bring her back, I feel. And they just kind of like glanced over it. Like they went by it super fast in that like newsreel setup as they were going from the end of X's story. And they were like, they were transitioning to the fight. So like they had the whole thing. It came out that she was killed by what's his butt, Isol. So like everybody knew that, and then Isol was allowed to continue. So like Isol was just doing his stuff. It was Young Dragon or
They're like he was controlled by fear, but he that's not that wasn't mm-hmm. on him type.
He
thing.
Wasn't controlled by fear, but bitch.
That's what what they said. Yeah. He's like, no, get out of town. He was.
Oh, you mean Smile?
Yeah.
But he was also coming after Smile before that. It's like, That's bullshit.
No, that's what they let him get off the dragon.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying, like, the getting off on the technicality for it. Like, he was attacking Smile before that happened.
Right. And that
killed a daughter,
or
he kept saying,
"Are you, like, back in hell that. With her?" Yeah,
and I wouldn't doubt that, because the whole point was he was gonna go kill him anyways. So why would he be bluffing at that, other than to get him riled up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's either kidnapped or dead, and it's just like, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't do that to a top hero without being like, you're either gonna die or I'm gonna die. Like, there's no way out of that.
Yeah,
old or not.
It did, like, his form is basically like the Nine Tails for when Naruto goes into that Berserk Nine Tails form that he has. It was basically that. He's got all of his little, like, things go inverted. He's black. Yeah. He's got white eyes.
Inversion just makes extra powerful. I did like the design of the fear monsters in the last couple episodes too, like Nice's fear. Mm. That was really cool design. And then the fear monster that X was fighting, you know, that was also a really cool design. Even though that whole fight scene was 1000% a blur. Like, it was just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but it sure does look cool as shit.
And well, and the very end of it, you didn't see anything. It was just showing, it just showed Ahu, like, watching it happen. And all you saw was, like, flashes and shit going on.
Him just beating the shit out of everybody.
His power, and then pulling up that, like, towards the end of that fight when he was fighting all of the other heroes and everything. And he basically transports them into MC Escher's, like, drawing of the staircases and everything like that, and they're all trying to figure out what's going on. Like, everything that he did was awesome.
So his power is definitely dimensional. Like, obviously you're going through, like you just said, Escher, that's more fourth dimension. Then you have 3D of the 3D world of the current time, the 2D, the down to the retrospective, you know, pixelated art style and all just like that. And obviously you got to think that there's got to be some one dimensional play going on there, probably explaining how he teleports, because you know, 1D to us.
Definitely how he teleports. Yeah.
So, I mean, like that, that's kind of very interesting to me on, like, how that all plays. And I think, again, you know, you always hear the joke playing 4D chess. That's what X is doing. You know, everyone else is, you know, playing chess, and he's playing 4D chess, you know, and it's just like, hey, I'm playing, like, different ways than you can even possibly imagine, which is interesting, but I really wish that they alluded to more as to what the difference of the art styles meant. And I mean, I guess that you can't really do that because art styles are for us so much. So I don't think that they're experiencing different realities as they time to them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Nah, I don't know.
Definitely. Yeah, it's his dimensional power. It's too fucking OP. They even had somebody that was, like, his natural enemy that could also do dimensions and break in and do it and not fall into his trap, and he still beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I want to see what happens. So the thing that I was trying to figure out was the uncle, the guy that, like, that brainwashed E-Soul and everything like that and orchestrated his entire
plan. Original hero.
Yeah. Was he the original hero, or was his dad the original hero?
I think he was.
I thought it was his dad. I thought he was the kid. And, like, that's why he was praying at the altar of, you know, whatever, because it wasn't
him. He's saying, I'll bring you back. But
then it almost seemed like X alluded to that he was that hero, that he never actually died.
Well, or he could also be saying that he didn't actually die, and he's in that, like, altar thing that he has too. Like, that could be the case as well. I mean, there's a couple different things for it, but he definitely, like, they showed him too much during that part where he was talking about him not dying and everything to make you feel like he actually was the original one, and he just kind of, like, changed his identity.
Sure. And just had, like, a kid be like, whatever, you know, I'm assuming the kid's identity, even though, you know, whatever, something like that. I gotcha.
Which is why he's kind of raised Dragon Boy to try to be a god as well. And also E-Soul.
Yeah, have two of them.
Where the fuck did Dragon Boy come from? Like, it was just like, I'm just swimming in this ice lake. Doopa doopa. It's just like,
hey. Born. But yeah, it's like, where the fuck is these powers come from?
Yeah.
He had trust. So the question is, did the powers, like, start from his trust value? Because we know that the guys that were beating him up could see that he had a trust value. So it's right. like, did the power manifest then? At which point then he's just a regular person.
Wait, God, what was the DJ girl's name? Wasn't she Neon? What, I don't remember. She escaped from the orphanage or whatever. Wasn't there a yeah. boy in there that was all like, hey, I only got like one thing.
Yeah, the Cassassian guy.
Yeah, but he was I don't think that was him. They didn't dig back to that at all. So I don't think that was.
I don't think either.
Yeah. I'm trying to
finger out.
I can't really think. That'd be interesting. Like, because the only reason I say it is because like each hero of the top 10 is so intertwined. And then we have Dragon Boy that's just kind of like, I showed up from the lake and I take damage and convert it to coolness and whatever. I don't know. So it's just kind of like, where did he really come from?
They did a huge jump. Like, they didn't show him interacting with anybody. Like, there was no interaction between all of their pieces. So, who knows?
So, he's definitely the mystery. And that's because he's obviously the dark horse in the final 10. You know, you feel like you have a pretty good grasp of everyone that's there as much as you can. And then him, you just have no idea. And obviously, Ahu is there just because he's a dog. Like, it's just like, I think X.
Oh, yeah.
If X interacted with another hero the exact same way, that person would have been dead. The only reason that Ahu's not is because he's a dog. You're just like, all right, well, I'm not gonna kill a dog, come along. And then it's all like, now I'm number 8. Just like, you're a good boy.
Well, no, because he didn't go with it. He was number 8 when he went with him. That's it was right. that yeah, one yeah. press conference, the one yeah. press conference that they had where he showed that he was the goodest boy and took down all of those people by himself, like took credit for it.
I mean,
shot him all the way up.
He's the goodest boy,
which only makes sense. I mean, if you saw someone be like, oh, this dog did something amazingly heroic, and then the dog talked, fuck yes, this dog is amazing. I don't even care about it being a hero.
If that dog goes up on a press conference and his trust value is continually rising, and then he just starts talking. But the best was when he goes to visit the girl in the hospital. It's just like, when could you talk?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could talk internally. You just couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
But now I'm a hero, so I can talk English.
Ever since Kakarot gave me that sensu bean.
Oh, Kakarot,
man.
Can we have a superhero anime without him voice acting anything? I don't think we can.
He can't.
He's
an iconic voice actor.
Mm-hmm. Well, but why is he more iconic for this kind of stuff than Gohan or Goku's voice actors?
Because he started doing so many other things afterwards. And Goku's voice actor does a lot of stuff, but he also does a lot of bit roles.
Yeah.
And his voice, he changes his voice. Like, sometimes you can definitely hear it. You're like, oh my God, that's fucking Goku. But he will change his voice up sometimes. Whereas
Chris Sabat,
he'd say it, Chris Sabat can't change his voice up that much. <That's true. laughs> You hear it and you know it's him.
And I think I remember hearing this somewhere or reading about it somewhere that the voice actor for Goku is not a professional voice actor, that he was just a guy who's just like, this could be fun. And then they're like, oh yeah, we like your voice. And that's like, that is what he is and has done. So it's just like, hence why he does more bits. And then, that's probably why. Anyway, it just always weirds me out. It's kind of like whenever you hear Ichigo, you know, in anything. It's just like, hey,
I know you. Johnny Unbosh, you know that voice, like, off the top of the head. All right, so he's Sean Schimmel. I had to remember his name. I got to go all the way back, though. He did voice acting in Ghost of Tsushima and God of War, Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links, Dynasty Warriors games, Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn. Berserk the Golden Age 2. Oh yeah, that one I remember. Because I was like, oh my God, that's fucking Goku. He played Gaston. But going all the way back, was Dragon Ball Z his first? Jesus Christ, he's got so many. Armored Trooper, Votoms, he was additional voices. Outlanders, additional voices. Then Dragon Ball, then Dragon Ball Z. So
there you go.
So yeah, he did voice acting before.
Yeah, but those he didn't sound like they were anything major. Just like something that was like... Like, if I were to be like, I want to do voice acting.
That's iconic.
Well, yeah.
He went, Armored Troopers Votoms was 1983. Outlanders was 1986. and then Dragon Ball 88 to 89, and then all the Dragon Ball Z stuff started in 89 as well.
So yeah, so he was definitely not career. He just did it because just like, oh, this is fun. So
or he was just getting into it.
Either way, it was like I was saying, Dragon Ball was definitely his thing. I was just like, okay, shit. And then I'm sure he just made crazy amounts of money. It's just like
he has 245 credits in his IMDb.
Not bad.
And I haven't watched, I've only watched a couple episodes of Vigilantes, and he does the voice of Captain Celebrity, which now I have to see that because Captain Celebrity was funny in the manga.
I feel like that a lot of those are going to be like the same way that Mark Hamill has so many. Like, obviously, Mark Hamill is a very talented voice actor himself as well, but the amount of acting bits and chops that are out there of just
him
going up for 2 seconds to be like, cock knocker, you know, whatever. I think
Mark Hamill has 378 credits. Most of them are voice acting, because it's like even in the Sandman TV series, he was in it and he was the voice of Merv the Pumpkinhead, and I had no fucking idea because he can do voices.
He's so talented.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, he's Joker. Like, he is the original Joker, in my opinion. Like, so it's just like once you hear that, it's just like, holy crap, I can't believe how talented Mark Hamill is as far as voice acting goes. Voice acting though, prime time.
Yeah, and it's like, it's definitely a like, just hearing or like watching anything or reading anything that's got like a visual of the Joker, I always hear Mark Hamill's voice instead. Okay, we have to get back to the anime.
Oh yeah, anime podcast. That's right.
Yeah. So young Johnny and or little Johnny and big Johnny, and their story. And then Ghostblade killing his dad and showing, like, because then they went back and re-showed that as part of like the intertwining and everything like that of bringing young John or little Johnny and big Johnny into the whole situation. So that was like, I was wondering that because I saw him and I think that's what was really getting me of like, did he kill Moon too? Like, was he the guy that killed Moon when I was watching his story? That made me have to check it because he went and he followed orders and killed somebody, and then Big Johnny ended up killing a contender for number one or number one at that time, and all sorts of crazy shit happened with that one. But the Ghostblade one, that whole storyline with Lolly as well was great.
The intertwines that are there, you know, the fact that he's just a, you know, single dad trying to make it in the world, you know, and stuff like that, and you know, like, I should
reconnect. He can't speak, so he can't actually
from connect truck value. Because the people don't want him to speak. They see him as a silent bladesman.
Yeah.
So he can't speak at all because of that, which sucks. It ruins his marriage, like everything with it. But I do like that basically like 6 or 7 episode block, all one continuous story. Just then you saw like how other
different
people
characters and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was really, really cool the way that they did that. So kudos to them. It was a good story too, because that then also brought in Queen, because it showed why we saw Big Johnny when Queen was driving down the road at the end of the first half of the season.
Right. And not for the first time. Exactly. And why the other girl was there too. So I mean, and it just goes to show, I mean, like, they show the years of all these things, and like, obviously there's a bunch of times with the kids, but really the girth of this storyline is all within like a month or right there. All of it's in itself. It's from like, because I don't know how often, is it every year that they do the championship?
It was
every few years.
Yeah, it was like every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, oh, okay. So this is over 2 or 3 years then that this is all going on.
Well, and
X has been the champion for at this time now. This is the number 4 that he would be the champion of. If
so, that's 12 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
basically
that's
like the Olympics. Longer.
But the girth of the storyline is from number 3 to 4. It sounds like.
What I really liked about X though too was that he was also the only superhero with an alter ego that nobody knew about except for Smile.
And he's not in an organization. He's not tied to any of them.
Not tied to anything. You know, he works a regular 9-to-5 marketing job.
Yeah.
He gets special treatment though. He was able to clock out right at seven o'clock and he was like, out of here.
Well, the best part about that was that like the girl she asked is like, someone left early? And it's like he just like sits there. He's there, and it's like nobody notices that he's there. So his real persona, like his real person, is so innocuous that nothing's going on. But his persona that he has outwardly is so flamboyant, and everybody sees him.
So yeah. that begs to bring in the question of, in like, is he outside of trust? Because obviously, if nobody knows who he is, how can anyone trust him? How can he be generating his ability, right?
Yeah.
So he's got to be the, again, X factor to whatever's going on. Whoops.
Definitely. Yeah, it dropped out for some reason. I've heard a lot of issues with streaming on Twitch lately. Even with, because I was going to update to the latest version of OBS today. Like, finally, it'd be like, okay, I'll do it. And then I pulled up. I asked Google for, you know, the issues that people are having for it. And it gave me like this rundown of everything that was wrong, that people are saying like, oh, it fixed some issues, but now it's fixing it's causing connection issues, which I've been having connection issues since 31.1.2. So I don't know if they ever fixed that.
Always gotta be something.
Yep. It's always gotta be something, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Rock and then like X just like wants to be like, yeah, if they want, you know, I don't want to be X anymore. Like, they can take it. I want to retire. Like, take it. Like, I don't need it anymore, you know, but I'm still going to be, like, if they need me, I'm still going to be here. Like,
no, they didn't want that. They wanted to kill him.
Yeah, they want to kill him, but he's like, take it. Like, I don't, because they want to keep him from becoming God, but like, I don't want this. Like, go for it. I want to retire.
Right.
But then you still see him showing up as a hero, like saving the dog and stuff like that. And
his but they wanted to get rid of his trust value completely. Yeah. And if he just stepped down, his trust value would still be sky high. And then he'd still be going around and doing things. Even though he's not X, everyone will know that he had to step down and nobody could beat him. So he's still stronger than everybody else.
And he still would become stronger and then still become the God complex that everyone's afraid of. So, I mean, like, it's not just a matter of the title. It is just like, no, you need to have some checks and balances, because the last time this happened, it was calamity everywhere. And that's the fear.
Well, yeah. And the title is like taken two ways. You've got the to be Hero X. Everyone wants to be Hero X. But then you've got the entirety of the anime that explains the shitstorm and problems that you have to go through to be Hero X. So
who has just showed up and destroyed everybody without even worrying about it. So the only one that hasn't gone through the shitstorm to be Hero X is X.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, true. We don't know. He just showed up.
Yeah, we didn't see his backstory or anything like that. We don't know how he gained a trust value.
I don't think he has one. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't think he has one, because like his whole thing was that he's anonymous and nobody knew who he was. That's what was causing him to hide. So how could anyone have a trust value in this guy that nobody knows about, that's making him so powerful?
Well, no. So as we saw with the dog, with Ahu, you only have to have one person trust you to activate the skill.
But as we've seen with Nice, the less you have, the you get less and less powerful.
Yeah. But if his skill also then generates the alter ego with the snaps, then he builds his trust value as X, not as the regular.
As the alter ego.
Yeah. So he's still building it, and he has it because he is X. It's not anybody else. Like, he is X. So the trust value goes to him. But how did he get that trust?
That's where a good point, because just like with Esol, you know, where the trust transferred.
The trust. Yeah. They had the trust transfer. As well as then he just started getting trust from doing his like gigs or his shows and stuff like that, so that then he could start building up and taking on the roles.
Very interesting. Very fun. And
yeah, the whole concept of trust is weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, trust and fear. The whole, everything about it is unknown. And that's why,
and you know, they're still how the guy said, he created Nice with fear, not with trust. His power is based on fear, not trust.
Which is weird, though, because people still trusted him. That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
The reason why. The
weird thing that it's like doesn't Nice really make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how did you fall for
that? I think it could have been like a springboard. Like, hey, I got you to able to do these superhero things with fear. And then the trust came afterwards, but you were nothing without fear to start with, type thing.
Okay. Maybe. Like, did they test the fear on him? Because he seemed to not want anything to do with it. However, his fear of it could also be because he already experienced it.
Nah, he seemed to be pretty concerned about, like, he had no idea. Like, because he was just like, I couldn't get it from such so little. Help me. Am I going to become anything? I don't know what's going on. And he's just like, you're pathetic. Get the fuck out of here, you know.
But the question was, did he ever actually have it? Or was it just like an illusion that was in his brain? Like somebody put the illusion in his head, because when they showed him, like he's seeing that it's all going, all over him. They showed him and he had nothing. They showed his eyes go black and they showed him and there was nothing. He looked perfectly normal. So
I think that's what the fear is.
Well, and I think though that could build credence to, there is somebody else that was like puppeting him around in his head and playing with him. And that's how he got to the edge of that roof, because Nice would never like just do that, like walk up and like point at it. From everything that we've seen of him, that wasn't his character.
I mean, that was his persona of a character. His
persona,
because that's such the whole
actual character.
Well, that's what he did, that whole thing like a bunch of times, and that's like what the ad agency is building off of.
Yeah, but he's mentally destroyed now at this point. He's not even adopting the persona for it.
Right, but
if he was going to go kill himself, he would have been sullen like he was. He would have been distraught. And he wouldn't have jumped down and done the finger guns to the guy and then jumped off. That's why I say that I think.
Who knows? I mean, it's like all he knew is like what it was for him growing up in this. And when he saw someone that wasn't part of his ad agency, maybe it just automatically comes on and just like, I got to be the guy. But he just like, fuck this world, I'm out. I mean, thankfully,
he was part of his ad agency.
Right, exactly. Which he didn't know, but that's not.
Well, yeah, but he was so innocuous that he wouldn't know that, even though he's the one that was like coming up with all the great ideas for everything that they ran with. So yeah, it's all there. There's some things that it's like, are we not learning enough? Are we digging too deep into it, or are they like plot holes or something like that that fixed? So
that's what makes this good writing, in my opinion, though, because it allows us to dig deeper and kind of like have our own theories and think about it, while also not like taking the time to explain it over to death, being like, hey, it's a cool little detail, whatever you think it is, great, but it has nothing to do with how we're moving forward. But however it can be for your own headcanon, have fun. And I think that's really interesting.
The one thing that I hope, if they do a season two, is that they get rid of the CGI.
Oh, I do too. It's still my least favorite animation of everything. Like, thank God that this anime was 80% not the 3D animation.
Yeah.
Because I probably would have like tolerated a lot less. I can't foresee them being like, all right, we're just forgo that whole thing. Because it's such an integral part to X's, you know, dimensional shift power. You got to be able to do that.
Okay, fine. So then I hope that they just continually transition in and out of different animation styles. And the CGI is still only like 15 to 20%, if that, of that style.
I mean,
because the anime style, the comic book style, the like 2000s internet style, like all those things were fucking amazing.
And each had better fight scenes in them because of it than anything we saw in the 3D. So,
well, but even in the 3D, when we were watching like the final fight between Yinglong and what's his butt, the news guy that could detect lies and shit.
Oh, yeah.
When we watched that fight, they went in and out of animation styles then too.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So who knows? It would be good though, like if they just drop it, they go to like a straight up animation style, but then they bring it back for like little bits here and there, and then still swap in and out of different animations as they go through. But I feel like they still need to do some backstory, like some more stuff is going to happen with it. Like it's going to start, and then we might see like the starts of fights, and then it delves back. Sure. It's going to go back in to figure out what happened with Smile or with Nice. It's going to go back in to show some other things too, like where did Dragon Boy come from, that type of thing, instead of just like random kid that was swimming in the ice water. Which, by the way, he's easy to beat and he totally understands, but nobody ever actually does it. You just don't engage with him. Like, it's the easiest fucking thing. You just sit here like this and you let him punch you, and he can't do shit about it because he has to build everything up in himself, like Black Panther's vibranium suit.
Call him mean names until he
leaves. Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, well, actually, so that's a question. would the negativity still impact him?
Oh, because it's like fear-based or whatever?
Well, it's fear-based, but it's also like...
Well, the fear did anything to dish out. He did repel the fear back onto Smile because he was the one injector of the fear.
So he did have like more fear. Like, I feel like he's of fear more than anything else. Like,
well, no, he wasn't the one that injected. Nice was the one that injected Smile.
Right, but he was injected is what
Chris
was saying. Like,
Dragon Boy got injected. Dragon Boy got injected with the fear.
But yeah, like the same thing of like, you dish it to me and I give it back to you. Mm-hmm. So it's just completely out. Like nothing can get in. That's why he barely, like all that thrashing that he got from those guys, he barely looked like anything. So I don't know. Things that we need to, that we want for it. Yeah. Fucking great anime. Highly recommend it.
I've already been recommending it to friends and all good stuff like that. Just being like, dude, like if you can get through the first few episodes with the animation style, you're in for a wild ride. It is well worth it, especially if you like superheroes at all in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great anime. So I guess we got to score it now.
Yeah, we did it. We got through a full season.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, that's pretty good.
The last episode was, do we want to continue? And there was an emphatic yes between all three of us. And we've done nothing but gush about this. The only thing that we complain about is the CGI, but it makes sense as a story driving device. So we just complain about it because it's our least favorite animation style. All right, Chris, this was your anime. You start first.
Yeah, I think I'm up in my score.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go with the 9.5.
Nice. Anything that you want to elaborate to that, or what really kind of made you want to boost it?
Just because I really enjoy it. Like everything, like it just hits on so many levels in so many different areas, whether it's, you know, the intro, outro music, whether it's the action sequence, the storytelling, and really just kind of leading us to it where I just, like I said in our group chat earlier, like when I finish, I'm like, I just want more. I need more.
Yeah. And when you sit there and you finish it and you're like, when's season two coming out?
Yeah.
That's a great anime. I was looking up when's season two coming out, like at episode 13. Actually at like episode 10, I think, even before we did the last episode, I was like, when is season two coming out? And they're like, oh, well right now it's just these two. And I'm like, but when?
I need now.
It sated me a little bit by telling me that there were like more episodes, which we didn't realize when we first chose this, because we chose it getting near the end of its first season run. So we had time and everything like that. And we didn't look back at it when we decided to go with it to make sure that, you know, the episode count didn't go up. But even then, I was like, I wanted more. I'm gonna go higher. It's a 9.75. Like the music, 100% awesome. Character development was amazing. The fact that they created so much music with it, with Cyan and everything else, like all of her music that they had going, completely unique power sets between so many of them. And granted, it's like E-Soul was a mix of the Flash and like some guy that does electricity, or he's like the Flash who doesn't need to do the wind up to shoot electric bolts type thing. So you've got like that, but for the most part, there were so many unique things, and they instituted this whole thing with the trust value and how it affects people, like the fact that that Nice and Moon couldn't break up, and that Moon could never go off on her own because her power would always take him back to Nice, or take her back to Nice, because the public wanted that, and that Moonblade or whatever the fuck his name was, that he couldn't talk. Ghostblade. I don't know why I can't remember that.
That guy that couldn't bend down because he had to always stand tall.
Yep. Yeah, he couldn't bend down at all for it. There's so many things. Smile couldn't not smile even when he was sad. And even when he was angry, it just made the smile look maniacal because he was angry, but he was still smiling. He couldn't even smile at the fact of when the guys went, or stop smiling when the guy said, like, you're going to go join your daughter in hell. He couldn't stop because that's what his persona and what everybody like wanted him to be. They wanted him to always smile, which is like the opposite of All Might, because All Might smiled to reassure everybody. But for him, they wanted him to smile. And then it became like a detriment to him a little bit. He still embraced it and tried to live a happy life. But man, that takes a toll on you to to have to be so happy all the time and not be able to show your outward real emotions and everything.
I agree with everything there, Eric. I think though that you brought up some of the things that I really kind of wanted to talk about too, that are a little bit to me weird in the fact that they don't really ever go into the social aspects so important with the trust and everything like that, but they don't go into like the impact of these heroes, both positive and negatively, on the populace so much. Like obviously comparison to My Hero, you know, it's just like, hey, the people are everything, and if they do and don't like you, yada yada yada. That was the whole thing with My Hero. Here they don't really talk about it. They're just like, hey, do you trust? Great. Who I am, popular, FOMO, all the good stuff like that. But like, these people are running rampant and causing all kinds of massive amount of damage everywhere, and they don't really like say anything about that.
Well, and I mean, to that point, the whole thing of like FOMO was only instituted a few years before,
right?
Like the anime takes mm-hmm. place. And it's like, how was the trust value getting so high for a lot of these heroes then too?
Right. Right. And you know, like the thing that, all right, so when, this is off topic because I know we're at the end, but the thing that did bug me was that like the battle with Nice and Dragon Boy. And it was just like, you're in a very public place. And they made that apparent when Nice finally showed up. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, there's people. And they're like, they're there. Why weren't people recording him then? Like, why were they just like, oh, now he's fighting a Smile? It's just like, it's just like, what? You were there the entire time. Why is it? I don't know. That just bugged me a little bit. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Well, as for that though, they were recording, but there was the guy behind the scenes, that like haggard looking person that kind of looked like a bargain basement L. He was the one controlling, he's the maker of FOMO, and he was the one controlling the feed. So I think that they were recording, but it wasn't until like the meat started going good and it got to a narrative that he wanted, that then he started really pushing it out, which is the fear of all social media, of somebody else running the strings and the algorithms and all those things that control what you see and what you digest.
Which is 100% what FOMO is doing, which is a great narrative that they don't really focus on, but they show you so much of it. Like even down to like the whole cave incident where Nice is just like, Nice was there fighting everybody off and he wasn't there causing problems for everybody. Mm-hmm. He's the one that saved everybody. Like that was really, they didn't, they just showed like a clip of them photoshopping and it was like, mm-hmm. moving on. And I thought that was so great. I was just like, yeah,
that clip of them photoshopping was hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, it's one of those things, like FOMO is, maybe they'll delve more into that in season two, because we don't know how FOMO came to be. We don't know what that guy's motives were.
Well, his kid was killed. And so like, he was just like, fuck this shit, I'm out type thing, and created the FOMO and whatever and blah, blah, blah.
The young guy?
No. The guy with the sunken eyes and red suit all the time. His kid was killed.
But he didn't create FOMO. They didn't show the guy who created FOMO until towards the very end. And that was the bargain basement L that you saw walking around. And he had Nice and somebody else that he called in for it. But they showed him in that final section where he was at the thing controlling everything.
But you say L, but are you talking about the guy that looks like Steve Jobs? Like with the black...
Yeah, but neck? with like the sunken eyes disheveled. Okay. Like I said, a bargain basement L.
Well, I think kid, because L was just like...
L was like 18 or 19 or whatever for it.
Sorry, I'm old.
And he was... He's probably in his early 20s. I don't know. It was hard to gauge because we didn't see a whole lot of him. All that we saw was that he was the puppet master on FOMO. Either way, though, we still need to hear your score.
Okay, yes. Okay. It is hard. It's very few. Like, there's very few perfect anime out there. Like, it's super hard to even get to that point. And the fact that we're all so high on this should speak volumes to all this. Mm-hmm. I was originally, like, when I finished this, I was immediately, like, 9.8. Like, no problem. Like, this was so great. But as I sat there thinking about it more and, like, really started thinking about the story a whole bunch, I was just like, you know, I don't know. Like, for me, like, replay or rewatchability is huge. Like Cowboy Bebop, for example, just to throw it out there, I could watch that any day of the week. You throw that on, I guess what I'm going to be watching today. I don't give a shit or anything like that. I don't know if I would really want that. And we already kind of triggered a lot of that here, and that was with the animation style. While imperative, it's just so much of a turnoff. regardless of how much I understand the creative reason behind it, and don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. it is genius creative reasoning. Seeing X's yeah. like actual power was jaw-dropping, and I can't stress how awesome I thought that was, but then seeing him talk with this dumbass 3D mullet, I was just like, fuck off with
yeah, that was
I was no. just like, I don't like it. It takes it all away.
Seeing Queen in her 3D animation.
Oh yeah,
that was rough. And I'm just these suck.
Like, you could tell they were the only one that looked okay. Cool, this is like, yeah, because I mean, she's 99% is that anyway, even in the
two. Yeah.
Anyway,
it's it was all the mech suit, like, you didn't have the spin show,
yeah, exactly. And it's not Uncanny Valley, but it's that same feeling, which was like, I don't like this. I did, like, you could tell they had the whole like intro to it being like, look at here's what they really look like, and it was like, you ruined it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, so for that, I'll go right between you guys and say, like, 9.6, just because it is just such a fucking great anime. But, the same reason I had at the 12 episode, it's so jarring for me. And I just am mm-hmm. if I'm not liking mm-hmm. what I'm looking at, then I'm going to be prone to look at my phone, and then I'm going to miss out on crap. And that's not good.
And so, to your point with the rewatchability, I don't think it would be like a Cowboy Bebop. Like, if it's on TV, I'd just sit there and watch it.
Right.
Unless it's like in the middle of the season where the animation's actually good. Yeah. But part of me, I really want to actually go back and rewatch it and look for more of the weird little Easter eggs going on in the background, because you don't mm-hmm. realize that it's happening until way later. And then you're like, well, what else happened in the background of these? Like, what else was the things that were going on the periphery that we weren't paying attention to because we were watching the story? And I think that like at least makes me want to watch it a second time.
Agreed to that. Especially if the second season is announced. I definitely think we'll want to watch it just to like get it all back fresh in my mind, because mm-hmm. it's going to be years, obviously. It's not going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, because I don't even know how long it took for them to make this one.
Yeah, it with that many different animation styles, it's that can't be quick. And
so many different teams and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a 9.5, a 9.6, and a 9.75. It's not perfect, but it's really, really good. It's really, really close to being like a perfect like anime.
Probably one of the highest rated ones.
Yes, it hits on all levels. So it's story, you know, the animation styles, except for the one, the varying animation styles, the music, like all the character building, like everything about it, and world building too, because you're mm-hmm. watching this world be built within that set. And I would actually like to see, and I'm going to put this out there on the internet because I know that someone will do it. I want to see a version of this that's all chronological. Someone goes back through and splices everything together and cuts it up so that it's then all chronological.
Yeah, that'd
and
be cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because then it would be like, yeah, you're just sitting there and it's like you actually get to see the timeline as it moves through. Because we also don't know when like Dragon Boy, when that portion came in, like when did that hit? They didn't give us a time frame.
Right. We just knew he was dead. And then they show him. Yeah.
Yeah. They show him older and he's there. And you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us, and you guys for watching, and everybody watching with it. Jason, give us that sweet, sweet blog roll music.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Thank you, everybody, again, for watching us here, and thank you for sticking through us with all of our technical issues and for sticking around, even though we kind of disappeared for a little while. I promise you, it was legit reasons. But thanks again for watching, everybody. This was 2B Hero X. Obviously, if you want to listen to what we thought about all, watch our last podcast. However, Eric, you forgot to mention, what are we watching next?
Yeah, that's what it's like, as you were saying that, like, this was Hero 2B Hero X, and I'm like, fuck, we didn't say the next one. So, and I got to pull up the actual page for it, because if I go to pull up the where I'm at, it's going to do it. Okay, so we are going to be watching Gashiakuta. It's G-A-C-H-I-A-K-U-T-A. I don't know if I butchered that or whatever, but
I'm sure you did.
I probably did. In a floating city where the rich disregard their waste and people, Ruto is framed for murder and thrown into the pit, where a hellscape of mutated trash beasts dwell. To survive, he must wield a new power and join the cleaners. Ruto doesn't just aim to battle monsters, but the corrupt who cast him into hell. And so far, I watched like a couple episodes, and it's awesome. the animation style is fairly unique. Like there's other animation or anime that use a style similar-ish to it, but it's a very unique animation. And it is going to be fucking great. It's
the newer anime. It's being pushed hard on Crunchyroll. You'll find it on there if you go look.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited for that just because I'm digging this whole new anime that we're watching. Maybe when it comes my turn around, maybe I'll pick something older. But this has been, anyway, cool. Gachikuta, whatever it's called.
Yeah, at least though, it's being pushed by Crunchyroll, but it's not being pushed as bad as Watari-kun's star is about to collapse. Because that one's got a full-on banner ad in it. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Might be based on browsing. Stop watching all that hentai, man.
Yeah.
How would it follow that? That stuff's all on an incognito mode. What are you talking about?
FOMO selling your information, man. Anyway, yeah. Thanks again, everybody. Looking forward to watching the next anime with you all. We will be back, obviously, in a month. Hopefully, a lot better than we normally have been, but we'll try to get that on there as quickly as possible. You can obviously watch us on twitch.tv/ibeatitfirst for live interactions with us and be able to join the chat as you wish. However, of course, you can pick us up anywhere you pick up your podcasts. Or you can go to ibeatitfirst.com, which is our website. You can find out about us and who we are and about our myriad of other podcasts that we do. Predominantly, we have I Beat It First podcast, which is the one that's all about video games and nerds and tech shit. And then we have this cutscene one, which is us three talking about anime, as you just saw. And then we also have Patch Notes, which is us talking to a small indie game dev, which is a lot of fun, but very few and far between, just because it's when we get someone to actually agree to talk to us crazy people.
We get offers all the time, but then offers. It's like, well, how are we going to fit that into, like, get all three of our work schedules and whatnot to align to
zones and stuff.
Yeah, or lives in America.
they're in Korea, or they're in... like they're in Europe, all over the place. Like we've had a bunch of those come to us and we're just like, I gotta wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to do an interview or stay awake till
and still go,
then.
And still go to work. Yeah. It's like,
yeah. And still go to work.
So anyway, please do keep emailing us regardless of anything. If you want to be on any of our shows, just email us at ibeatitfirst.com. If you want to talk about anime, email us at cutscene@ibeatitfirst.com. If you have a suggestion for other anime, what did you think of To Be Hero X? Or did you think about any of our other animes? Or what we should be watching next? Please do send us an email. We'd love to hear from you and love to hear what you think. And then, yeah, I guess with all that, just like and subscribe. And we will see you next time.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hope you find your dad.